Kol Yerushalmi corresponding to Krisus Davli Daf Hei. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, 5 lines up from the foot of the page, not to the Siag. Natoy l'Siag v'cheshev alav l'ma'achal bo b'machshava. L'ma'achal v'cheshev alav l'Siag loy kol hemenu. If one planted for a fence and later intended for food, it comes to be obligated through intent. If one planted for food and intended for a fence, he cannot exempt from Orla through intent. Natai Shana Rishona, Lesiag, Mekanve Eilech, it should say Lemachal, Mekeman Shechitshvalav, Machshev Eschiev, it should say Chayev. If one planted with intent that the first year is for offense and from then onwards it will be for food, since he intended an intent of Chiev, it's obligated from the beginning. Vatanin and Rabbi Yisi Omer, Afilu Hapnimi Lemachal, Vachitzoin Lesiag, Apnimi Chayev, Vachitzoin Potter. The Gemara asked them from the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi says, even if he said the inner will be for food and the outer for offense, the inner obligated and the outer exempt. Also, when he intended initially for offense, we should say that what grew in a state of exemption in the first year should be exempt, and afterwards it will be obligated. Taman l'machal l'machal l'oilam, l'siag l'siag l'oilam, b'mhocha mekevan she'iruv boi machsheres chiyuv yehei chayev. But the Gemara answers, there is different, because what is for food is always for food, and what is for offense is always for offense, but over here, since he mixed in intent, for Chiyuv, it's obligated from the beginning. Natar shel hashonim l'siag mekam ve'elech chishuv alav l'machal v'hoisiv tosfosoi ma'u. The Gemara asks now, if one planted to be a fence for 3 years and afterwards he intended for food, what is the law of additional growth? Rabbi Yirmiya amar ha'tosefes patur. Rabbi Yirmiya answers that the addition is exempt. Rabbi Abba amar ha'tosefes chayav, whereas Rabbi Abba answers that the addition is obligated. Amar Rabbi Yosi, Hadar de Rabbi Yirmiya mischamya kasha v'leisi ela nicha. Rabbi Yosi says Rabbi Yirmiya's opinion seems to be difficult, unlike the Chachamim, but this is not so. Really, it's fine. Kehadar de Tani sadeh she'aviyah shlish lifnei goy v'lakcha yisol v'kiva oimeh ha'tesevet pato v'chacham oimeh ha'tesevet chayev. It's like it was taught that a field that payeth grew a third in front of a, means while a Gentile owned it and Yisrael bought it. Rabbi Kiva says the addition is exempt from masses. The Chachamim say the addition is obligated. That's for Maser, but here, for Orla, the initial growth is exempt, and the addition is also exempt. Now we have a Gesa according to the Gra, Notoi, Shalashonim, Asiag, Rachakach, Chishav Alav Lamachal, Amav Yochanan, Divir Rabbi Shmuel, Kol She'ein Loi Orla, Ein Loi Ravai. If one planted the first 3 years for offense and from here onwards intended for food, Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Shmuel says anything that has no Orla, it has no Ravai. Rabbi Yochanan boy Adjei Loi Shalashonim Orla. Rabbi Yochanan asked, must it have 3 years of Orla in order to have Ravai, or is it enough if Orla applied for just part of the time? Amav Yona, Iker Orla Svichale, Ein Iker Orla Pachis Mishalashonim. Rabbi Yochanan answered that Rabbi Yochanan asked about the primary law of Orla. Perhaps the primary law of Orla cannot be less than 3 years. If it was exempt for part of them, it is totally exempt. Amar Rabbi Yosi, Ika Ravoi, Svichale, Kol She'ein Loi Orla, Ein Loi Ravai. Rabbi Yosi says he asked about the primary law of Ravai. Perhaps anything that does not have the full 3 years of Orla does not have Ravai.